There are pros and cons to using a personal stroker, like a fleshlight. For example, it can desensitize a stroke boy to the organic interaction between hand and lube. A masturbator can become dependent on the stroker to reach orgasm. But I find that for gooners and other tease and denial pets, a personal stroker can make teasing and tormenting you a lot more fun for me. Having you switch back and forth between your hand and the stroker under my direction keeps your cock confused. It's like CrossFit for your cock, except that rather than confusing your muscles in order to increase various levels of fitness, a stroker can increase your stamina or your desperation. That means you can edge longer for me. That means I can enjoy your moaning and begging for a longer period of time. And when the magic eight ball that is Mistress Rachel's whim reads, "Signs point towards no," at the end of our session, the chances of your inconsolable desperation resulting in delightful tears is all the greater. If you're in chastity, a personal stroker can add just enough stimulation to the caged hand job that you can be made to feel extra desperate at the idea of everything you can't have. While, of course, there's very little you can really feel while caged, the stroker still provides a bit of suction, just enough to make the cage suddenly feel a bit more confining. I love it. Also, especially for you porn-addicted gooners, you pump drones who glue your eyes to pixels while madly pounding with no release, I like the idea of your kicking your zombified, endless pleasure up a notch by going hands-free. Is your favorite porn star getting railed with a big dick? Are you fixated on her pussy as you fantasize about it being your cock, being slurped in and out of those warm, wet depths? Well, make your longing and stroke slavery just that much more realistic by sandwiching the stroker between two couch cushions. Then, lay face down on top, insert that red and throbbing cock, and fuck it. You might get so lost you lick the screen to try and get at those bouncing tits. Have you ever considered getting a personal stroker? Maybe you should. There are a few I recommend on my blog, but maybe you've been eyeing one yourself. I say, give in to the temptation. I'll be more than happy to assist you with ideas on how to use it. If you'd like to read more about my personal kinks and tastes, please feel free to visit my blog at sensual-dom.com.